Was there any audience or critical feedback that you would like to respond to?
Critical feedback, yeah? There were, I think, a couple of letters to Rita Harian lah. Yeah. One of them talked about the play itself. The other one talked about a photograph that was circulating on the internet. Did you hear about this? Did Muda address this? Oh, gosh.
She said she didn't know about any of the feedback.
She didn't know, was it? Okay lah. Maybe she didn't, or she forgot, she blissfully forgot, yeah. Which is a good thing also. No need to get hung up about this, okay. Okay, let's see. One was, okay, but maybe I address that image later on. But basically, there were two letters. One was to the Straits Times Live, and the other one was a letter to Rita Harian. The one to the Straits Times Live basically said something like, so the writer read up about a preview article in Straits Times where I said the play is sort of based on Maslamat. And then so he wrote a letter to Life and then said, oh, you know, Maslamat is nothing like the character that I'm describing, you know, in that preview article. As in, he said, I need to look for the article, but and I'm paraphrasing here, but I do remember that one of the things he said is, you know, you shouldn't take artistic license too far, and is making this comparison between Maslamat, who is a dangerous terrorist, and this Malay spinster woman who's eccentric. Is it mischievous art? I think he used that particular phrase, you know, is it mischievous art? So basically, I think that writer was making this assertion that I was being irreverent, I was being irresponsible in my role as an artist. I was sort of like making light of the dangers that Maslamat ostensibly was posing to Singapore society. So I found that an interesting letter. And there was a similar letter also that was sent into Rita Harian, but with the difference being that the Rita Harian letter, apparently the writer had watched the play, you know, yeah, and his concern was also similar, that I shouldn't make light of the dangers that, you know, Maslamat was posing, and my response to these two people is very simple. How do they know with absolute certainty that Maslamat was this terrorist? You know, because you define a terrorist as someone who has committed a terrorist act, right? In the absence of that, then who is this person? Suspected terrorist, a proto-terrorist, a pre-terrorist, what? Right? Okay. So that's my response to both of them, because I think they take it at very at face value that the Ministry of Home Affairs tells the population, okay, this man is dangerous, and then, oh, he is dangerous. But the Internal Security Act has been used in the past on a lot of people who I myself believe were innocent. Yeah, people who were accused of being Chinese chauvinists, of being communists, you know. But there was no trial, there was no evidence presented. You know, we had to take the Ministry of Home Affairs at their word. If they say this person is guilty, then, oh, guilty. You know, so I felt that something wasn't right lah in sort of completely trusting government agencies that way. You know, I think we still need to be convinced with proof. And actually, so the Ministry of Affairs say certain things, but then there are also certain things like, oh, Maslamat, the JI in Singapore, Jamaat Islamiyah, wasn't, there was really no evidence they found that they wanted to bomb places in Singapore. It was more about raising funds for a regional JI network, you know. So that was something that sort of put in the play as well, in which the Maslinda character wanted money, you know, to send through her this boyfriend of hers, right? And who was Indonesian, right? Yeah, who was Javanese. So that was also a reference to the links between a Singapore JI and the Indonesian one. And the Indonesian one was the one that where there was proof that there was involvement in the Bali bombings, for example, you know. But with the Singapore one, there, it's still very, very obscure. Yeah. And you wonder why they can't just go to court.